Welcome to Podtacular 252 Defiant Community for March 31st, 2011.
Welcome back to Podtacular. I am your host, Duststorm.
I'm your other host, Brent Gamer.
And we have quite a lineup of guest hosts this week.
All-star lineup.
We have a pretty beastly crew, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Yes, a motley crew, if you...
Yes. And to start off, we're going to say hello to Keet from the Running Riot. Hello, Keet. And welcome back.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi there. How have you been?
I've been good. I've been, really good. I've been missing this podcast. It's been a while. And, I've been, it's been, I had a lot of fun, and it's good to be back. I'm already feeling it right now. I'm feeling it.
Well, we're glad we can appease your appetite for more podcasting.
Nom, 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 nom.
So you've actually started your, I guess it's third season of the...
if you can...
How you break it up?
Yeah, I don't know if you'd call it seasons, but it's definitely like a start of a new season, yeah. I mean, yeah, a third season. Yeah, I never just thought of it that way as a third, but it's definitely a new round of interviews with a new format and a new type of way we're doing the show. I'm trimming the fat again and just having the attention span of gamers in mind when we do the show, trying to shorten it. Trying to make it, it's now a video podcast. So I'm trying to, also with the launch of Reach, you know, having a new round of guests that are more relevant to this age of Halo. Cause it's, you know, the landscape is a little different now.
Got a little change of scenery.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do the show in the game, obviously, but also the people who are relevant right now. To Reach and who are still sticking around, you know, who are still doing stuff in Reach, their shows, their, you know, machinima artwork, who's still doing shows like you guys, who are still sticking around. The guys are still sticking around, so we're gonna be pursuing a lot of guests who are sticking around. That's what we're doing.
Very nice.
Oh yeah.
Next on the list from Halo Reach Tricks and Social Stupidity is CM Near. Hello, Chris.
Hey.
How are you doing over in Washington State?
Pretty good. Pretty busy, but pretty good.
But not busy enough to take time to do a podcast, huh?
What? This is one of my free days or free nights.
Very nice.
You lucked out.
We got lucky, and that's how we roll. We roll off of pure luck here at Podtacular. Oh, but what have you been doing? What have you been up to other than school and stuff?
Basically, just that. I've been trying to do trick episodes and social stupidity, but they've kind of hit the back burner and are rare to come by these days because of school and a lot of other film endeavors IRL.
Okay, fair enough. And just to let you guys know, we are playing some... wait, I thought this was Defiant.
I don't know what you started, but...
Wow, okay. Yeah, so from that comment, you probably should have guessed that we are playing Halo, minus Brent. So we may be a little distracted, but we're still doing the podcast.
I'm listening.
So next up on the list, also from Halo Reach Tricks and Social Stupidity, is Midget Dance.
Hello, how are you?
We are doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm sure you're not
throwing grenades at me.
I'm sure you're not as busy as Chris is, are you?
No.
Good thing, bad thing?
Good, bad. Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. To be different.
To be different. Fair enough.
I ain't no poser.
So what is your main role? Since Chris is kind of the director, what is your main role throughout all the Halo Reach Tricks and Social Stupidity? Because it seems like Social Stupidity just kind of revolves around you, more or less. And Chris is just the camera guy.
Social Stupidity, we just go in and play, and he films it. Sometimes he doesn't tell us when. But it's pretty obvious, because he'll go, hey, let's play on Xbox mics for no reason.
Oh, so that's your cue that you're doing Social Stupidity? Much. Okay.
Like, oh yeah, we always do that for no reason. And then for the tricks, we sometimes he finds them, sometimes we find them. We don't find them in the game. We steal them. We're right. Thieves.
Dang shotgun. My aim is definitely taking a hit since we're talking.
Well, Midget Dance is an actor, right? So, you know, and CM Neill is the director, so he wants the actor to be just ready for the scene, you know, unprepared and see how he acts, right?
Yeah. I also do voice acting. We do machinima and writing, and I come up with a lot of ideas.
Cool.
Cool in the gang.
And lastly, in the party, we have a new visitor to Podtacular, who's also from Halo Reach Tricks and Social Stupidity. It's Dubs McGee. Hello, sir.
Hello. What's going on?
Not much. You are the newbie here at Podtacular.
I am. I've never done any sort of podcast before. This is a new experience.
Well, I'm sure this will be an interesting experience for you, especially being Podtacular. So, but we hope you enjoy your time here.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
So, as you guys have heard, we have a pretty big star lineup. And we've been talking about the Defiant map pack in the last two episodes. But this week, we're actually going to talk community submissions and your opinions on the community or the Defiant maps. But let's go ahead and start with Brent, since he actually hasn't been here for the past few episodes, and get his opinion on all of the Defiant map apps. So, yeah. And we'll go through the rest of the people, Key and all the Halo Reach Tricks guys. But we are going to start with Brent, since we love Brent.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I have
the Defiant maps. I've been playing them. I haven't had a whole lot of time to really get in there and then really play them. But I have been playing some matchmaking today. And I finally got to play on Highland. Multi-flag CTF.
Because when we actually tried recording this earlier today, you had not
yet. Yes. So it was pretty great. The only thing is the match lasted like 15 minutes. We came to a stalemate, like neither one of us scored. And I don't know if it was like my team just didn't remember that we were in an objective game type.
Uh-huh.
But like nobody was trying to, you know, raid the base and actually get the flag. So I was just kind of playing lone gunman.
I've actually had quite a few experiences on there where it constantly ends up in stalemate. And no one really, and everyone plays more or less defense and just is more focused on heavy weapon control than actually playing for flags.
Right.
So I'm not sure what's up with that.
It sounds like it needs some tweaking.
Tweaking, or I'm not sure what.
Yeah, I think it needs some exploiting. I think that people don't realize that, like, if you're doing one thing, you can't be doing another thing. So you need to exploit what the other team isn't doing. So if they're all playing defense, you need to just, like, bum rush the base, as I might have said back in the Halo 2 days.
Just like, I thought it was butt rush the base.
It was butt rush the base, but I find the word bum to be much funnier than butt.
Fair enough.
I don't know why. So yeah, I kept running into the base, but if they're all playing defense and I don't have anybody there to back me up, of course I'm not going to get the flag. But we actually did end up winning. We got the flag across back to our base and won.
Very nice.
The thing I noticed about that map is the Warthog seems like super ineffective. I don't know if it was just the people that were playing, but like I never saw anybody get killed by the Warthog turret at all.
Well, we're getting killed by the Warthog turret right now, so someone do something about it.
And it's just so easy, because the minute the Warthog goes out into the open, it almost always gets lasered.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have a laser, they have
rocks. There's a lot of heavy weapons.
Yeah, there's a lot of heavy weapons.
There's too many. I think every map should have one. They don't need three. They have, like, all the heavy weapons
on that. Well, I mean, the map's big enough. They have rockets on both sides, and they have snipes on both sides.
It's kind of ridiculous. Why even put Warthogs? It's just going to get blown up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much the primary transportation vehicle in Halo is the Warthog and the Ghost.
Yeah. Actually, the Ghost I found was pretty effective. I got a lot of splatters. I noticed that I could run up on people without them noticing me, thanks to, like, differences in the elevation of the landscape. You know, they'd be, you know, running forward, and they might not see me because I was underneath a cliff or whatever, and they jump in front of me, and I just splatter them with the Ghost. Good times had, you know.
Right.
Love the Ghost.
I've also noticed that I'm using the plasma launcher a lot more than I have in past Halo Reach maps.
Yeah, I do too. Because it's the first one you get when you whenever you go for heavy weapons on blue team. So, I don't know, I've actually used it pretty successfully on the map too, so.
Freaking needlers. Gah. Gah.
So yeah, that's you kind of done with Highlands, or you want to move on to Condemned?
Yeah, let's move on to Condemned, I guess, because we've talked enough about Highlands.
Or do we want to
let
everyone chime in on Highlands, and then we'll move on?
Yeah,
let's do that. So everyone else chime in on Highlands.
Which one was Highlands again?
It's the big, beautiful one with the heavy weapons. Right,
yeah.
Ah, yes.
Well, what map are we playing right now?
Well, I think the flags are in stupid places. It's horrible for Forge. You can't play it any other way than it was designed to play.
I have a real qualm with it.
And there's too many power weapons, so it makes the vehicles useless.
Isn't the map we're playing on right now Highland?
No.
This is
from Noble.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got a Noble map from playing this map.
It's because they put this one in here because there's only two maps you can search for in the Defiant Wales.
Right.
So they put this in as a third.
Good point. Yeah,
what's this map called then?
Tempest.
Oh, well, I like this map because it looks...
We're not talking about the...
It looks like the Pacific Northwest.
He never played the Noble map pack. He just buys the map packs and then he doesn't play on them.
It looks really good. It's very colorful. It's very green.
Oh my god.
The waterfall adds a different mood to the nice scenery on Tempest.
Everyone listening to the podcast is like, what the hell? Did I click that?
Everyone's like, what the heck is going on? What do you mean this map? We are playing Halo as we speak, as I said earlier. So you should not be surprised that we are probably going to be somewhat distracted. You don't like this map because of all the heavy weapons. Is that it, or are there other things?
The heavy weapons, the layout, and the flags are in stupid places, I think. Oh, also the, there's something else, I can't remember.
Forge?
Yeah.
The Forge, yeah. I just got angry when I looked at the maps.
And the death barriers.
Yeah.
It's not just
the Defiant map pack that has a problem with the barriers. It's all the maps, I think.
They went overboard with the Defiant map pack, though. Like, there'll be rocks that you can jump to, like, just normally. You jump up on it, and then it starts counting down to your death. It's ridiculous.
That's, like, the creepiest death ever, too. It's like the screen turns all red. For some reason, like...
Oh, you ate
going above
jelly.
A certain elevation on any given map causes your Spartan to, I don't know, become a tomato and die. I don't understand, like, what is washing over him that's causing him to see red?
Okay, what's happening is your helmet is filling up with ketchup and you're slowly drowning in it.
Ketchup?
Oh my god, that'd be so
cherry Kool-Aid, no!
It'd be like one of those drinking commercials or something. Where your helmet is filled with fruit punch. That's not blood. That's too tasty. It's too fruity.
That's Hawaiian
like I was
punch.
Saying about Tempest. It would be a great map for a machinima.
Oh my god. We're not talking about this.
I don't know. I was disappointed with the whole Forge thing too.
I heard from Aaron, because he got to play him early, that it was bad. But he said, they kind of messed up with it. But then I played him and I'm like, kind of.
No,
this is totally...
They messed up.
I mean, why even put the Forge in on that map? There isn't any.
Well,
you'd have to build a map.
Especially when one of the basic functions of Forge, the phasing, they totally screwed up.
I know. It's completely ridiculous. It made me lose faith a little in if 343 just... I hope they fix that in the future and they consider Forge and everything like that in the future. Yeah. Otherwise, the next game is going to
suck. I don't think it's a sign of... I mean... This is the first time that they've done something like this. I don't.
They made the Halo 2 map.
Aspect that,
it's good practice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't really expect too much from. Oh my god, he was invisible. Oh my god. Ooh, distraction.
Yep, there's us playing Halo.
Yeah.
Halo Live.
Yes. I don't know. I just like the Forge aspect. You know, I hear a lot of people really, really, you know.
Well, and I've already kind of ranted on it last episode.
So yeah,
we don't need to touch on it too much. But there are definite issues with Forge that don't need to be there.
I feel like the whole philosophy of all the other maps. This is the thing. I think the other maps.
Man, we won by 1 point.
Except for the new, like the Noble backpack, where they just added the same objects to the Noble backpack and not added any new objects. I already thought the philosophy going forward with Forge World is there really, you're not going to see much of anything from any other maps, period. Regardless of who's making the maps or who it is. I mean, Forge World is Forge World, and I think that's pretty much what they're just giving you. They're not making anything
I was really looking forward to another Forge World-like map, though, where you have the different architecture, where you could have a Forge World that's Covenant-based. You could have a Forge World that's Earth-based.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I would love that. Also, I want just like a flat piece of ground where I can build, too, because Forge World looks like what it is. It's three different maps they're making that they put into one, so it's all hilly and crap. I kind of just want like a sandbox type
with
map.
With different environments. So.
Yeah.
That was a big complaint from the beginning with Forge World 2, that all we're going to see is the same environment over and over again. But I think that's what they committed to. Bungie did with the code and everything. So I think that's all we're going to see. I don't see that when you got the Noble Mac pack and any other future map packs, you're not going to see anything new in Forge. I think Reach is definitely they're going to keep changing playlists. Bungie will and stuff like that. And now we got other developers making the map packs. I don't think we're going to see that much more. If you're anticipating some changes, you're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself for disappointment. I would just like, just don't expect it.
Right.
Still,
negative. But it's really like, I think that we're seeing a pattern here that's it. This is what we got.
Yeah, it more or less sucks. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it sucks.
Well, we're spoiled. We're spoiled. We Halo 3 saw a lot of different Forge changes, and we got to see a lot of things added to it over the map packs, and now we're not going to see that.
Ball.
Forge War.
That's why I said I kind of lost a little faith, because if they can just completely forget about one aspect of the game, Forge, when they make this map pack, what else are they going to forget about in the future? I guess it's a good lesson for them to learn.
Well, it's not even forgetting about. It's actually more of a moving on.
I don't know, because it didn't even work properly with the phasing.
Yeah, the phasing really pissed me off.
The phasing thing is a weird thing. That is a weird thing. I think they just, this is their proving that they can do it with another developer type of thing.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, I mean, they had a lot to prove and they messed up.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that 343i doesn't understand that content creation is extremely important to the Halo community. Yes.
Yeah,
it's the only thing that keeps us. I mean, if it's machinima or just custom maps, custom game types, screenshots. I mean, we love doing that kind of stuff, and I'm just afraid that 343i isn't going to focus on that in the future, and maybe even scrap it in future Halo titles.
Yeah, because this map pack seemed like play these maps exactly as they are, only as they are on these specific game types it's made for, because you can't really change it in Forge. So I'm not talking about like building new maps on it either. It's broken just for changing around to work for a different game type too.
Yeah.
Well, I will say,
and the fact that they didn't add anything extra in Forge, like for the map specifically, kind of put my hopes down too, because I mean that's one of the things about map packs, that you add stuff into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like on Highlands, the teleporter things, the little like box that's around the teleporter.
Yeah, those look so cool.
Yeah, and you can't pick them up or change them.
Yeah.
Yep. Like I saw a screenshot with that in it, or I saw the Rooster Teeth video tour the map, and I was like, oh, dude, that would be so cool. I could place those on the map. Those teleporter frames look really cool. And then I get in there in Forge, and I'm looking for it, and like, it's not in here. I can't pick it up. You can't move it. It's just kind of dumb.
Well, I'll tell you, if they don't respond to the community, then yes, there will be a big problem. I don't know if they know how to do it the way Bungie did it, and Bungie was the best at it of all the developers in the industry.
Yep.
So they have quite a mountain to climb or at least try to you know, in order to do what they did is, you know, definitely going to be a challenge.
But I mean, the fact that they weren't able to produce what art we expected is kind of sad.
I think it's sad.
Well, we got shut out.
But yeah, we did. Look at that.
It's just 150.
I don't think it tells the whole story, though. That's the only thing I'm trying to make. I don't think it's not promising. Is it promising? You know, we're definitely looking for anything that shows that this passing of the torch is going to be, successful. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's, off to the greatest start from those aspects, but I think they're doing other things that are, promising. But if you guys want to talk about that, another part of the show, we can.
343, I just commissioned Certain Affinity to make the maps, right? 343 right. Didn't do it in-house.
Right.
So I've got to figure that 343 is going to do future projects in-house, I think. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, haven't they been hiring developers recently?
Yeah, they're hiring their own, just under their own.
So 343i really only has one job. I mean, as a company, they make Halo. That is their one job. So I can hope that the people that work for 343i are like super versed in Halo. They understand what makes Halo fun. I mean, just look at the people that are in 343i right now. I mean, David Ellis, all these guys, they love Halo. And we've known that David Ellis loved Halo before he ever joined Bungie or 343i. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that was just a fact. So I gotta think that 343i, they've got a lot of people in there that know a lot about Halo. And once they start making projects in-house, you're going to see the quality of the stuff that's put out under their name improve. I think this might be a Certain Affinity issue. I think that
it
maybe
could be.
Like Certain Affinity's been working on other things. I mean, they have roots with Bungie, but I mean, Max Hoverman has been doing other projects, so they haven't been on the forefront of Halo.
Right.
Maybe Certain Affinity just didn't understand that the Forge was kind of a big deal. Maybe
this is stuff we're never going to know. You know, we don't know as far as the collaboration was, as far as between Bungie and Certain Affinity, how much Bungie was able to contribute and be able to collaborate on the maps in order to the code to work for them to make Forge. Maybe Bungie was too busy. Well, this is stuff that, you know, we can all speculate like crazy on. But we don't really know.
Right.
But I'll definitely tell you this, and you were just saying it, like, who they're hiring at 343i are community people. They're not they're hiring people that we all love in the community, that we've been reading and watching and, I mean, I'm not even talking about programmers. You're talking about people who are down in the dirt with the community. VS Angel, the crew from Ascended Justice, David Ellis as I'll throw out there right now, it's going to be my next guest on the podcast, is, going to be, you know, these guys are going to be are going to be the face of Halo going forward for the community. So, but these are people who are just people that are like you and I, you know, all of us here. We are people who are honest and upfront and know what we like and we don't like, and they still say it. So, I'm optimistic. It makes me optimistic. You know, we will see when we get the final product. You know, everything's for reserve judgment. But I've definitely got to be optimistic about what they're doing or the moves they're making anyway. But yes, the Certain Affinity thing, like Brent said, this could be just in a Certain Affinity thing. Who knows what? Who knows? I'm just trying to keep an open mind. I mean, who knows what? In order to get them to make the maps and reach, was it something that they were? That their hands were tied on some things. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I'm not a programmer. Ooh, nice armor lock right there. Oh crap.
Maybe they shouldn't have used those guys, though, because this is sort of the passing of the torch. It's more than a map pack, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, it's our first impression of them, and it's a bad first impression.
Yeah.
Maybe they shouldn't have outsourced it then.
I mean, it's not necessarily their fault, but...
Yeah.
Well, there's timing issues, too. They got to have somebody.
Where'd the flag go?
There's precedence for a Certain Affinity making map packs at the end of a Halo game's life cycle. I mean, look at Halo 2.
Right.
Didn't they make stuff for, I can't remember. Did they make stuff for Halo 3?
No.
No, not that.
Okay. No, I didn't think so.
They made the Halo 2, what they make the,
Blastacular map pack?
Yeah.
It was a Hang'em High remake.
Hang'em High remake, yeah. That was pretty good, actually.
Desolus, or whatever.
yeah, Hang'em High and... What was the other one?
I think it was called Desolus.
I thought it was Desolation.
Yeah, Desolation.
Oh, Desolation. There you go. Wizard. Or, no.
Yeah, it was kind of like Wizard.
No, but it was a specific map from Halo 1. It wasn't Wizard.
Desolus is a zone in World of Warcraft.
We're not talking about WoW.
Someone said Desolus.
Oh my god.
This map reminds me of Ice Crown Citadel.
Yeah.
We're talking about Halo 2 map.
Flag, guys.
Yeah, uh-oh.
On my head.
No, this map reminds me of Grizzly Hills.
Jake, not here.
And Chris, you're not doing anything. Why are we playing matchmaking?
Yes, I am. Doing anything? I am.
You're the one who wanted to play matchmaking, and then you just stand there.
I am.
You always do this.
I am watching you intently. Everything is looking great, guys. You guys are doing great.
No, we're not. Our flag is stolen. And it's
no, you guys... No, it's not. You guys are... It's stolen. And see? You guys need to get back.
I don't know. I think...
Really disappointing me.
I think the blue team's flag is in a stupid spot. I don't know why it's, like, right there.
Don't disappoint.
I don't know. I kind of think flags should be in buildings, not just sitting on top of
They're
a building.
They're on top of buildings.
Yeah.
You just grabbed it off the building. I'm all alone. There's nobody here.
There's a warthog and a mongoose. Oh, God.
Well, there was three maps that came out with that one. With that map pack we were just talking about.
Someone come pick me up.
Defiant or Noble?
That Highland remake, or Hang'em High remake.
What was the name of that? Was that the name?
Tombstone.
Tombstone. That.
Someone get the flag.
Where is
only
it?
One guy on it. Oh, he's dead.
What was the third map?
Where's our flag?
On what?
Oh, there it is. I see it. On that, I got our flag. I'm on it. I bet.
Can't remember.
I thought there were... I thought it was five and four. I thought it was 5 and 4 for the first two maps. Packs.
No. What? How many maps were in them?
Oh, I only have one rocket in that bitch?
I think the first one was...
Three.
Was it three? I thought it was like four. And then the second one was five, and then the last one was two.
Oh,
And then there was the second one that was two.
You know what I still have?
Oh, in Halo 2?
Yeah.
Halo 2, I don't remember. I actually didn't download those maps. I bought them off the disc.
They put them all in one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have that disc, and I have it. It's still shrink-wrapped and everything. Like, it was in the closet.
The map-tacular.
Wow, how'd they get that flag?
I was... How? Because I went on Wikipedia right now to look up Halo 2 map pack.
That's what I was doing for you guys, because I was doing all the work in the game, so I thought I'd take a break.
You were so full of duty.
The map-tacular map pack had 5 maps. The blast-tacular, the last one, had 2.
I didn't even play Halo 2 that much, so you're just talking...
Yeah, well, you're not cool, man.
You're not
cool like that, man.
Blastacula tombstones. Yeah. Pizza.
Yeah. Pizza. What?
Yeah, tombstones, frozen pizza.
Yeah, back to topic.
Yes, anyway. Defiant map pack.
Anyway.
How did we get on the subject of Halo 2 map packs?
I don't know exactly.
Not because we're talking about maps.
About multiplayer.
Like, 3-4-3
we gave Chris crap about talking about the Noble map pack. And then
we are losing pretty badly, guys.
That's good. 4 years off topic.
So let's get back on topic and talk about Condemned.
Who misses the Halo 2 multiplayer?
That's funny.
Oh, yeah, okay. Condemned.
Condemned is confusing.
No, we're getting back on topic here. Yeah.
The Condemned.
The Condemned. The Damned.
I actually haven't played on basically any of the new maps yet, so I have yet to experience the horribleness that you guys have been explaining.
The sword is pretty, Yeah, the sword is brutal on Condemned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the Condemned?
The map.
It reminds me of the good old Halo 2 days.
Condemned
when
is the one where it's...
Rip it up with a sword.
The four sides.
That's the anti-gravity thing in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not anti-gravity, it's low G.
Is that the spaceship
low
one?
G.
It's low G.
Yeah, the anti-gravity thing.
Get it right.
Where there's
low
no gravity.
G.
Very important.
I thought that was from the other map pack.
There was a low G one in Noble map pack.
Oh, maybe that's
talking about the orbital.
I don't know. What are we playing right now?
I'm playing on Highlands.
It's a good thing we're doing a podcast Highlands, about Halo,
God.
You know?
Yeah. Wait, we're playing Halo?
And trees just look
really
so beautiful.
We really know our shit. We really know what we're talking about.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what I thought this map.
Ooh, nice looked, armor lock again. Or...
All these maps look pretty, but then they're not that good.
This is my favorite looking map for the landscape and the terrain. Love this map. I want to make a machinima on it.
I think that it, like,
well, that good luck with that, because everywhere you want to stand that looks cool is going to kill you.
Two on the flag.
I know, I hate that.
Just throw grenades.
Why did they have to do that to us?
Because yeah, three on the flag. Throw grenades.
Don't worry, yeah. I'll get the flag with my super mongoose.
The whole barriers on this map, like, there's these real tiny buildings that you could easily jump to, and it starts counting down as soon as you get up there. It's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, like
yeah,
the
that,
towers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, take them out in matchmaking, but for custom games, isn't there a way to just have them not there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, same could be said for Forge World.
Ah, very true.
I mean, I think.
I want a goshawk.
You see that cool Highlands. Rock thing up there that would look awesome if you could stand on top of it for a machinima? Nope. Can't do that.
Yeah, I know.
Got 10 seconds to film.
There's lots. Yeah. And that's minus 5 seconds to set up the scene.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
You know what people. Also that kind of pisses me off about Halo Reach is that whenever you go to fly cam, the audio for the Halo announcer guy audio is still there.
Oh, yeah.
And that kills for making machinimas.
Oh, yeah.
I wish you could have the option to turn that on and off. Yeah, I do understand that from a machinima standpoint.
We need a cap of flag, guys. But,
these guys don't understand that we're trying to record a podcast.
Nope, they don't.
Yeah, what is wrong with these guys? They want us to look like losers to the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you?
Let's just pretend we're winning.
If you were on the other team, wouldn't you want to spoil
it? They're such noobs.
If we just pretend we're winning, no one who's listening will know any better.
This guy, Oath, on our team is a champion at doing armor lock when vehicles come at him. He is awesome at it.
Oh, really? I haven't been paying attention to it.
Oh, I've been witnessing it every time. He's been kicking ass with that. definitely has a place in this game.
That must be why there's never any vehicles. They're always blown. Yeah, he just did it right in front of me.
So, more about Condemned.
Moving on.
Condemned is the one with kind of the four sides.
I just think it's confusing.
Yeah, it's laid out.
Chris, why are you standing freaking still?
What? What's going on? What's happening?
You just hear click, 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 click.
What?
And I don't think he just realized that I betrayed him.
What? Oh, I felt it. Don't worry about that.
That's what she said.
I knew you'd say that.
Oh, yeah.
Condemned.
Condemned, that's what she said.
For like the third time.
Condemned. Condemned, condemned, condemned.
Man, how long is this podcast going to end up being?
Like 4 hours
I don't like playing Halo. I like Highlands.
We haven't had a really long podcast in a while, though, so this may make the ticket.
So let's try to make it as long as possible.
God.
Wasn't it like two hours? Day.
Let's make it as long as possible. Oh, that's what we like to hear.
What?
24-hour Halo podcast network.
That would be. Oh my!
I have to say this. I just no scope the gunner in a hawk.
Very nice, sir.
Oh yeah, man.
Very nice.
I saw it. My own eyes too. Nice job.
Clip it and ship it.
Oh yeah! Copyright Podtacular.
Oh boy!
We need to copyright that.
I'd rather record that in audio than have the film on.
Oh yeah, that's right. You did just hear that.
That's one thing I wish you could do in the machinima is record our voice while we're talking during machinima, during games and stuff like that. Like this, any audio talking over Xbox, you can't record that. If you could record that in a game and other people's audio,
that'd be nice.
Jake, I could boot you.
It'd be nice if you could get especially other people's audio to like hear reactions and stuff. I mean, if you do something awesome.
Everybody's audio, like you play back in theater and you click on like what they were saying.
That takes up a lot of extra space though.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it technically it'd be a ridiculous time.
Actually, I think from a technical standpoint it would be very feasible.
It's feasible, but it's space. They wouldn't be able to.
And bandwidth.
Yes.
Take the telly.
I'm playing defense, by the way, guys.
a telly.
Well, someone needs British? Needs a pickup. Oh gosh, there's four blues on me. Oh shit.
Say what's on the telly.
Oh, he's not in our party. Dang it. He's the one guy that's not in our party.
I'm the one guy that's not in your party.
Well, no, there's a guy playing with us who's not in here.
Who?
Who's substituting?
You gotta be dead.
Is it Dubes?
Oath is in our party.
No, he's not. He's playing with us, but he's not in the Skype call.
Oh, yeah, not in the Skype call. He's in our party. Who is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Oath guy.
Yep.
I want to be like you. I want to talk like you.
Okay, dead air.
Yeah.
condemned.
Yeah, podcast. Can't talk condemned.
About, oh, condemned. Yeah.
We're I doing like dead air, the podcast.
Dead air. So, condemned again for the fourth time, and our flag stolen.
Let's talk about the
again.
Flag.
There you go. You lost it.
I wish.
Just
I
as
wish
soon as you got it back.
Would have been smaller. Because I prefer playing on small maps, like, you know, close quarters gun combat.
Yeah.
Which I mean, it does have that.
Well, Dimmed is, it would seem, would be really nice for, like, four teams of four multiplayer. I mean, yeah. It has the four sides for it, so.
How about five teams of three?
Five teams of three. That would be interesting.
Tie game.
That's eight. How it should have ended.
Two. I don't know. I can't get into.
Now we can focus on Condemned.
All right.
Let's take a break.
We should not start the next game.
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
Told you, man. Sometimes
it's hard. We did
five for Highlands, and then we just lost it. So
Chris, did you hear what Chris just said? Chris has no idea what the hell we're talking about. He doesn't know what Condemned is.
I don't know what Condemned looks like. That's what I said.
Okay, we'll go to a custom game and talk about it. How about that?
Yeah.
Just so Chris can look around.
That's fine. That's actually a great idea. Yep.
So Condemned, for the fifth time...
Yes.
Is the second multiplayer
map
in the Defiant map pack.
wait, what was the other map then? There's Condemned.
Highlands, the one that we just played on.
When you look out that window...
That's not Highlands. You guys told me it was Tempest.
No, that was the first one.
Two maps ago.
Oh, well then, yeah, I've seen the Defiant map pack.
God.
Wow.
The thing that...
Okay.
Just one little thing that annoys me about Condemned is outside the window, like, there's two ships just infinitely shooting at each other and the jelly planet.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing on the Highlands where you have the Covenant cruiser glassing the planet. Nothing's really changing.
Yeah.
That's like, the whole point of a skybox.
But on orbital and stuff, there was more attention to detail, I guess. It just annoys me. I don't know why. Just that planet just looks like jelly.
What do you mean there was more attention to detail?
On orbital, if you looked outside, there were, like, ships fighting, and they would be blowing up and stuff periodically.
Really?
That would be good for Majima, too.
I don't remember that, actually. Orbital really has ships fighting?
I thought it did.
I don't remember.
Someone else I talked to was like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
I doubt it.
There was some map that had that. I thought it was
There are map. Wait.
I think you're bluffing.
I don't know.
I think you're bluffing.
I know in Halo.
I just don't remember it on orbital.
It might not have been orbital, but I remember it was there. There was some window, you looked out it, and then there's ships blowing up all over the place. And then the jelly planet. It doesn't look like a planet being glassed. It's just a little thing that annoys me. It doesn't have anything to do with gameplay or anything.
But it's the one thing that matters the most to you.
Yeah, dude. I look out this window.
Fighting outside, and they're not dying.
It's super distracting, and it'll get me killed. Like, I'll be running past this corner, and then I'll see the glow, and I'll be like, oh, jelly. And then see some guy shooting at me right now.
Like, right now.
No, I'm going to die because of the jelly planet.
Okay, let's worry more about the gameplay instead of the aesthetics.
Yeah, okay, gameplay.
Is that what we're supposed to be worried about?
That's kind of what we're supposed to be talking about.
Okay, let's talk about the gameplay.
Right.
Why the hell is there black stuff all over the walls? That's
it's
gameplay.
It's supposed to become blood.
I do like how it's, you know, close quarters everywhere, but it's too big, if that makes sense.
Well, the middle is really weird, to be honest.
Yeah.
It adds an interesting element to the gameplay.
It does, but everywhere
else is good.
Like, there'll be long periods of time where I don't run into anyone if I'm just running around.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
The map is bigger than you think.
Yeah. Which is what I don't like.
Yeah. It gives the appearance of being a small map.
Because it's like just a series of small rooms that are connected into a big map.
Yeah. And there's the big outer ring, and then there's the middle. So.
Yeah.
Kind of reminded me of,
Dang it, just Rat die Race. Already.
I don't wanna.
Kind of remind you of what?
What was that map called? Rat's Nest. There you go.
A map with vehicles on it.
Yeah.
Well, that's, if it reminds you of that, then that's definitely a big,
I'm not sure. As far as like a ring circling.
Rat's Nest
a
was
small yes. battle area. Yeah,
Rat's Nest wasn't really, oh, I guess it kind of was a ring, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's making me want to play like Rat's Nest again.
Raceway. And
Rat's Nest was like my favorite, or one of my favorites, because of the driving. That's what pissed me off with these maps. There's no good driving, because Highlands just get blown up.
There's Forge for it.
That's what I don't like about Reach in general, actually, is that in matchmaking, there's not a lot of fun driving going on, and that was my favorite part of matchmaking in Halo 3. Just veto everything that doesn't have driving.
So you liked Rocket Race, and you got pissed when they took the playlist away, I bet.
Rocket Race was awesome, but nobody wanted to play with me because I just shot at the ground to boost us.
Here's my favorite part.
It's a legitimate strategy.
Condemned. There's just some random steam coming out of the wall spraying me in the face. That's what
Well, like Brick said earlier, they actually paid a lot of a lot of attention to detail for the map. So,
well, is video games art?
I would say yes.
You know, that's part of it too. You know, they make the maps to be have a little artistic feel. They like to give you like a little thing to the canon as far as you know. So you get to play on a different map. I always enjoy just playing on something different. I just think different is good. Is it good for gameplay? Not always. You know, there's definitely certain game types you like to play on certain maps. But this is a pattern I definitely always notice every time. People like maps if they play well on.
Well,
so if you don't play well on the map, then you're not gonna like it. So I try to reserve my judgment on a map whether I play good or not, and try to then. If I don't play good on it, then I try to look at it for what they were trying to do.
Right.
I got to get a link to this comic for you, Keith. It says exactly what you said.
But, oh, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope somebody else would recognize that, too, because I just would just really just like, okay, I hate this map because I'm dying all the time. But,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm definitely not a talent at noticing what's a good multiplayer space. So,
right.
I really can't. Yeah, you know, I do appreciate new maps and map packs for what they're trying to do and stuff. But you know, I'm one of those people that like my wife makes me food and I like everything she cooks.
Right.
So, I'm not a good
or
judge
else.
That kind of yeah. Or else I'm dead. Yeah.
You know, or else you're not getting dinner tomorrow.
Right. You don't bite the hand that feeds you. So.
Right.
But that's the thing too. I mean, I mean, maybe that's fanboyish that I'm sounding like a little bit.
Oh,
but...
dude,
click that link.
Dude, no, I said it.
Lame.
Oh man.
No, it's also, you know what? I'm old school, and I'm still amazed that we can have multiplayer matches over the internet like this, and they look that good.
Yeah.
So true. I'm really not a judge. So if you ask my review on a map. Like, this is fucking okay. So go ahead. Let's hear some real critique. With me, I'm like, oh, this is great. My network connection.
It's a good map. Everything's a good map. I don't know. I just, for something like Condemned, it kind of makes me kind of think of when in like Halo 1 and 2, you could have the multi-team CTF where we could have like four teams. You could have a red, green, blue, and yellow, and you'd be able to actually capture any one of the other team's flags and cap it, and that was actually pretty fun. And I think this map would be almost perfect for it because it's kind of like Wizard in a way.
I played an empty single flag on this, and it was like very good.
But, I mean, still, like doing a multi-flag would be interesting too.
Yeah, I never played with multi-flag.
Just something I remember from Halo 1.
Right.
Other than that, though, it's perfect for multi-team. Whoa. And, I mean, other than that, I think it's
too big.
Pretty solid map.
I still
it's perfect for multi-team. It's perfect.
Yeah, for bigger teams, I guess it's fine, but they should just keep it in those playlists.
When you play, like, regular Slayer, there's a lot of times when I don't see any enemies. I'm just running around looking for people.
Yeah.
It's too much, like, dead time.
Ooh, Keith.
Blah.
He's whipping me up.
Oh, Keith, here, I posted a link to that comic.
Oh, good, thank you.
But yeah, I don't have many qualms with Condemned. I think it's a solid map. To be
overall, you know, just listening to everybody's bullshit. Listen to everybody's stuff. This is the one that's get the least amount of, you know, stuff about the maps.
Right.
Condemned seems to be well received, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's Condemned is all right. It's just, I don't know, something about it.
There's something about it.
Either way, I'm still gonna like it because it's Halo. I'm kind of in the same boat.
Oh, that
right.
That's good. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. I mean, it's still Halo.
That's why we like it.
Yeah, it's still the same game. It's still fun, but
yeah. Still gonna. I think they could have been better.
Listen, there's so many maps. There's so many maps we've had since all over the years, and we're gonna have our favorites and our ones that we hate. Yeah. Stuff, and that's definitely fine too. It's not, you know, you're allowed to have your favorites or not, and you definitely need critiques and all that stuff, but it's kind of, it varies. I just hear some people that like certain maps only, you know, but they're biased. It's the bias thing. I mean, I could see why they would like this map, and I could see why certain people wouldn't like certain maps, because they just, I see them perform on it, and they're like, I hate this map. It doesn't match with my playing style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's funny is that you can have different playing styles in Halo.
Yeah.
I also think, though, that, you know, you said, you know, we've had so many maps since the start of Halo, which, you know, it kind of makes it difficult for them to come up with a new idea, something, you know, that we've never seen before because we've seen so much.
Right. Yeah.
So I kind of appreciate what they give us.
Everyone just wants remakes now, or a lot of people do. Just keep hearing your own remake. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, a lot of people want remakes. It's because that's what you grew up on.
Yeah. It's being nostalgic. Yeah. Also, they had some really good designs in the past, and maybe they shouldn't do a remake, but like a half remake where they take the basic design that everybody loved, the play style of that map, and then make it new.
Kind of like they tried to do with Guardian from Lockout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the big one. That was the big... For Lockout, all the maps in Halo, Lockout was probably the most...
great. The guy that doesn't play is the first Juggernaut.
Okay. Oh, playing Juggernaut. Oh. The Lockout was probably the most favorited map by most. Like,
shit.
More people... Probably the best map by... Or, what's the best way to say this? Everybody loved that map.
The most well received.
The most well received map. Yeah, thank you for helping me out with that.
Yeah.
It was definitely the most well received map of all the maps. More universal that everybody liked that map.
Yeah.
So go ahead, try to remake that map. See what happens.
Blackout.
Blackout had probably the biggest lashback I've ever seen.
They cut down so many of the sight lines then. Like, and at the bottom, like, looking all the way across the bottom, you know, they made it zigzag so you couldn't see from one side of the map to the other.
Right.
That kind of irritated me a little, but that's Halo 3. That's past.
Well, that's, yeah, not much you can do about that now.
How do you change... Ooh, I got the Juggernaut. Ooh. How do you change that map, you know?
You don't. I think if they're going to remake a map... I think they should release a remake, and then if they want to release a map that's very similar, they should do that as its own thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. They shouldn't, instead of remakes, just take the basic play style. Don't call it a remake.
Right.
Well, there's wording, there's the issue with that, too. They had, call it a remake or a reimagination.
A remac.
A remac or a reimagination of the map.
Yeah.
You know, so... Or right. A sister map, or the brother map, or the
half
brother's wife's uncle's best roommate map.
Twice removed.
Twice removed.
Yeah. So there you go. So, you know, Somebody needs to be public relations for all these maps. We need to have a representative for that and have, say, the right wording, because the community will just get into a goddamn uproar.
A linguist.
Yes.
Please. He should be British, too. Yeah. That way people believe him.
We need James Earl Jones to be. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, man, the Juggernaut. That's cool. That should be an armor effect. That's awesome.
So the last one is a firefight map that's in the map pack. I've played it a bit. I'm sure you guys have played it a bit too.
I
played a score attack on it.
Yeah.
So maybe.
When they first came out, Dubes and I looked around on it and got angry.
About it. Angry person is angry.
Yeah. Just, oh, what's this stupid crap?
Oh, no. Yes. Oh, no. I only needed 3 more kills. So, yeah, Unearth Firefight, it's more or less for teams, and you really can't do it on your own.
Yeah,
and
that's
survive a set, in my opinion.
My problem is, why? I just don't get why they added the Firefight one in, because I don't know if it's different for the people on your friends list, but the only time I see anyone playing Firefight is when they're doing
the challenges. Yeah.
So I don't get why they would make a map for it when it's just like, it feels like something you have to do.
I mean,
like,
everyone says that, though.
Yeah.
Or a lot of people do. And, I mean, it's nice to have new maps.
It's just, I would have rather had a multiplayer map that I would use every day.
Is that the first time? That's the first time I did, like, a new firefight map in a map pack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the first time I've done a map that's not multiplayer.
Well, we only had these two map packs. But it's like, yeah, all right. I mean, it is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice. It was a nice addition. I don't mind it that much.
Well, you know what? There's definitely a large percent of people, especially with the challenges and stuff, still playing Firefight.
Yeah.
So your Firefight.
It's just how they handle Firefight now, how they portray what it is kind of silly, because all of this is going for challenges now.
Yeah, I basically use it to farm credits.
I mean, that's pretty much the sole purpose of Firefight, it seems like.
But are you having fun doing it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. I got a yes and a no.
I'm no, because it's like, you know, I do it when I want to, when I see something I want to buy and I'm kind of close in credits, I'll do that because you can earn credits faster going in solo on score attack.
Well, and half of the challenges sometimes are firefight.
All of today's challenges.
Oh, really?
I did all 4 of them in basically one go.
Yeah.
It was like get 100... Actually, here, well, let's see.
I mean, the credit system was kind of a plus and a minus to Halo, in my opinion. Because
it felt unnecessary.
I mean, plus, it was nice to be able to buy the armor abilities, but minus in the fact that you're changing the whole reason people are playing Halo now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know there's some people that they're only playing because they want 100% armory completion.
Well, I mean, I want to get 100% armory completion.
Well, you're one of those some people.
Yeah.
Well,
but I'm willing to play customs and firefight with people.
Yeah.
I'm not like I have to be playing for credits.
This is the landscape of the game of gaming right now with the top games. You're going to have some kind of system like that in place. You can't really, because listen, if this is still a business, so they're going to try to still do. They're still going to try.
Someone die.
As I talk to you, I shoot. You're still going to have to do the whole business. You know, you're not going to get away from that right now. So there's got to be a credit system. There's got to give a reason for people to play, get online and play. The numbers have to, you know, you got to have people play the numbers and stuff like that. But, you know, at the same time, the developers do want to not just do it for just for numbers. They want to make it fun. And, you know, acquiring challenges, you know, the carrot before the horse type of system is going to be present in a lot of games going forward. We should get used to it. Yeah. So
I like this system better than Halo 3. I like the credit system a lot more than Halo 3.
I like the leveling system more than Halo 3.
Yes, that is, the leveling system is so much better. Oh my god. I hate
I like it better than other games of this type. Like, if you got to put, you know, all the things you got to do to unlock on other games, it just pretty much depends too much on skill, and you get to have more fun with Reach and Halo than you do with other games.
Right.
You know, I just feel the other ones are more of a, you spend more time trying to, I don't know, just, just gotta be like a, more of an angry player in order to try to get the things you want to get in a game with other games than you do have to get in Reach. I don't think it has to be that hard. You know, I do appreciate like, achievements and challenges, but, you know, and working for it, but, I mean, some people are willing to sell them freaking souls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
The credits. Well, let's talk about the actual map.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Defiant map pack.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? You're right. Because we could go.
Yeah, we can go days on end about this.
It all depends on
what kind of. This is freaking annoying!
It all depends on what kind of play you. You know, some people don't care about that stuff.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah.
You can't get up here. This is hilarious, watching you try to get up here.
Yeah.
Come on up.
Shush. Oh, there's someone there. Dead air again.
So, anyways, yeah, the map packs.
Let's see. Unearthed is definitely multiplayer, and it's really big, definitely vehicle-based.
Yeah.
I think it wouldn't have taken that much work to tweak that into like a multiplayer. I don't know. I mean,
you could almost do that with all the
firefight maps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which would just make them cool. All in the big team maps.
Yeah, why not? That'd be fun. Some of them are really cool designs, and they disappoint me when I look at them and I see that. Oh,
you're not able to use them in the way you want to use them.
Yep, and you can't really do machinima on them either.
Yeah,
because
that's kind of one of the down points too. Well, you could kind of.
Yeah. Jake, remember when we did it? We were the Covenant and.
Yeah,
there was like no enemies.
Oh yeah, we could do a machinima called Elites, and we're all just elites.
About it. Elites, and we're all elites.
Yeah.
It doesn't force someone to be.
Am I the only zombie?
Like yeah.
You know, a cool map would be like the Grunt armoring facility or something. Grunt training facility. You get to see like where they get the little backpacks.
The gruntery, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you get to see like a little film that tells them how to be good grunts. Oh, like it's just playing on the wall. Go out there and stand in front of the elites. Take all the bullets. There you go.
It's the grunt training.
That'd be a cool map.
Let's see. Yeah, playing it single player is really not advisable. Because I've played it single player and you can't even get past the first round.
Well, like, is doing a score attack, you know, I selected like sniper attacker or something like that, so it was just
Ten lives. Yeah, I couldn't do it on just doing it solo on something like that. So I mean, I think it's a team map for sure.
Yeah,
which is sad because there's rarely anyone that goes into firefight matchmaking as a team, because most of the time you're getting it just these single challenges.
Yeah.
But, I mean, overall, I think it's a great firefight map.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool map. It kind of feels like Zanzibar Last Resort. Like, it reminds me of that for some reason. I don't know if anyone else felt that way.
Zanzibar Last Resort. Kind of does.
Like,
really?
I like, the base in the middle, and, like, I don't know, just something about it. It was just, like, this kind of reminds me of Last Resort for some reason.
It kind of does, I guess.
I could just be weird, but...
Oh, that explains a lot, then.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that one.
Okay. Well, we've kind of talked out ourselves here, since we're kind of going a lot into their space, and we're kind of distracted playing.
I'm pretty focused on...
Is there any kind of last comments about just the map pack in general that you guys have, or?
I like the name of it.
Pack, add in a cool driving big team map that doesn't have all the power weapons on it.
See, I think I only think there's a certain few of us that actually want that.
Firefight.
I don't know. That's like
I think there's very few of us that want a vehicle all out vehicle map, and then there's even fewer of us that just want an all out space battle. And
I'm talking like a map like Valhalla or Sidewinder. We had a lot of fun on those. You know what I mean? Like where it has the warthogs on each side. I like warthogs.
Where's my Headlong remake?
I mean,
yeah,
yeah.
Everyone wants Headlong.
That's an iconic map right there. That's a unique map. That's what I meant to say. Not.
I'm not talking vehicles like that could be very in that, because Scorpions ruin it then too.
A Headlong remake could be very easily remade in Reach with the city on Reach, like Alexandria or something like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it could be,
or something like that.
It wouldn't even have to be the same. Maybe just something like it.
Or remake reimagination.
The reimagination. I haven't heard that term over and over again.
If they were to remake it, but like do something that people didn't like, it would be like devastating. You know, because like so many people loved Headlong, that if they were to do something with it and then screw it up.
Of course, Chris is the zombie, and he's not playing.
I want Midget back. Like,
and Chris is no changes. Chris,
are you there?
Chris,
he's gone.
Wow.
Hello?
Just this happens a lot too. Whenever he's on our show,
a minute ago, Liz posted this link and said, "Ha ha, look at the freaking bunny's face."
Whenever he's on our show, he's quiet. He's absolutely quiet.
Well, I'm quiet.
Yeah, but I mean, you put in your few cents every now and then, and there are times when you can't shut up. There have been times on the podcast, Dustin, when you don't shut up, and that's a good thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Because you have the sexy podcast radio voice.
Somebody's got to tell me to shut up.
Nah, you're about right.
I think shutting up is counterintuitive to the point of podcasting.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of podcasting is shutting up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, we need more awkward silence, guys. Come on.
No. So, instead of awkward silence, we're going to go to some of the submissions that we have.
Yay.
We only have three this time. We didn't expect too much because we only had, I think, 4 days notice for people. So, I guess three is enough, and we've blabbered on long enough about it since we're already at 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Wow.
It's only been 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was longer, too. I'm kind of surprised.
It's like I've been with all of you my whole life.
I thought it was longer, too.
Well, let's find someone else to talk about.
No. So, let's see. The first one we have here is from Kickeroo, and he writes in, "Hey, Podtech, glad to see we have a new episode. Anyways, I'm loving the new Defiant map pack with all my heart. As if the game wasn't awesome enough already, it just added 3 new maps to my all-time favorites. Condemned is awesome. I don't know why, but it's just always fun for me when I play it. Another cool thing is that my popular custom game, Needler Cage, now has a 0G, or low G, as we've determined on the podcast, variant. I love how it has... I love how it has the epicness of a low G area without the awfulness of a way you can die in it. Kill barriers placed too close to in Zealot, or the fact that Anchor 9 has a whole wall missing. The ambience and lighting just appeals to my inner sci-fi fanboy, and it is just so pretty. I think it is my favorite non-forging map. Next is Highlands. I don't know why, but I think it plays like Coagulation, and the flow of the map is just perfect. Lastly is Unearthed. I was kind of glad when I heard there was Firefight DLC, but I couldn't have known it would be this good. I think it's the only map that I have ever had fun on playing just normal vanilla Firefight. That's not to say that my Duke Nukem game type isn't fun on it as well. In short, the only way that the DLC falls short is that it doesn't have a good Forge map, but we have Forge World, so I can't complain. Anyways, the fact that people are now holding the Halo Reigns... The fact that the people now holding the Halo reins can do this good a job is really reassuring. I think Halo has a bright future, and I can't wait to see what these people, as well as 343 and Saber Interactive, do next. Signing off, Minecraft is awesome. I got WoW, the Defiant map pack rocks, and I love the new RVB trailer. Speaking of which, holy crap! They're actually zombies.
Yeah, that trailer was that good. Made me yell, holy crap, too.
By the way, I wrote this submission. I went under a different name.
Oh. That guy's going to be pissed when he hears this, since he loves the map with all his heart.
Yeah, we've said all the opposite.
I don't like the flow. The flow is perfect.
Yeah,
it wasn't good to see.
So what about the RVB trailer? We haven't talked about that at all. That's another filler.
I thought it was awesome.
That could be a whole other podcast.
Oh, jeez. Should we save it for a different podcast? I mean, we can talk a little bit about it now, I think.
I saw it at PAX East, and we were floored, and we all wet our pants when they showed us the trailer for that.
Hell, Chris? You're not talking, but now you decide to go betraying everyone?
Jake,
I'm sorry,
how did I infect you and you kill me at the same time?
I don't know.
That was sick.
I just saved your ass, Chris. Don't shoot me!
I didn't shoot you.
It's so weird.
Oh, we're on a team?
It's infection, you idiot.
Oh.
Welcome back to reality.
Oh my god, where were you? You missed like the whole podcast.
Yeah, you kind of
did. On the phone, it was an important call. I'm sorry.
Why didn't you say something in the chat?
Because I was on the phone and I forgot.
Okay.
Oh my god.
That's a really, really valid excuse. Nah.
Oh.
So, lots of animation in the new RVB trailer. Good thing, bad thing?
Good. It looked awesome. It's sort of becoming like an awesome animated series now that can do more than any other machinima. I like that.
I thought it was brilliant.
It's becoming a Halo movie.
I thought it was awesome. I was just confused when I saw it about the name, because it's called Season 9, which usually when they do a season, it's about the characters' church and all them, about the main characters.
Ah.
It looks like this one isn't going to be, and it's going to be a prequel, which usually isn't a season. Usually that's like Revelations, where it gets its own thing. So I was just confused on that.
I was too caught up in the fact how the animation, so I didn't even... You know what? I have to think about that now. You're right. But I didn't even think about that because I was just like, wow, how amazing the animation was. So I have to think about that. It was just really
cool. RVB is back, baby!
They will always be back. They keep reinventing themselves.
Yeah, they pretty much invented the genre of machinima.
I mean, Monty's done a fantastic job. I was blown away, to be honest. He's still using the old Spartan models, which I don't know. I think it's actually pretty appropriate.
Yeah, he's. I mean, he's using like he's got that. I don't know. It is the animation that he's used in his prior films. You could see it, but yeah. He's, you know, that's what he's striving on. But they don't. Whatever they do is anything that no one else is doing. Period. So it doesn't matter what model he uses.
Right.
Like, you could say, is he using Reach? Is he using, like...
The environment is definitely Reach.
They're bouncing back between Halo 3 and Halo Reach and their machinima right now anyway.
I didn't see any Halo 3 stuff. Oh, well, Griffball. Yeah, if you're talking about the
Griffball
stuff.
The new Griffball series they're doing in Halo 3, but they're bouncing back and forth, but...
Right.
They're just using everything.
Right.
They don't care, because they can do whatever they want. They're ahead of the curve of everybody, so...
They're a monopoly.
Shut up.
Not quite.
They do all the achievement stuff videos, they do all the machinima stuff, they do everything now.
And they do commercials.
And they get...
Yeah, it's like they don't give anything to the little man anymore. It's sad.
Well, they keep on getting asked by these big companies.
Because it's not like...
They love the stuff they do.
What are you talking about?
They definitely give it to the little man, because I got a chance to interview Bernie Burns, so they're giving to the little man, for sure.
Yeah, I think they're awesome. I don't know what the hell Chris is talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about either, Jake. What the hell?
Okay, so...
I just think they do too much now of everything, and because they're so popular, a lot of the people that do those kind of things already kind of get pushed aside because everyone knows of Red versus Blue because of Red versus Blue, and they're able to branch off now and do all these different things. And it no fault to them, it's just...
I don't think anyone gets pushed to the side, because if they see someone who's doing, like, sort of the same thing and they're doing it really well, they kind of bring them on.
Right.
Well, do they all those other little things I would just brush off if I didn't think they were funny?
Yeah.
But, I don't know, do you find any of that stuff funny? Or, I mean, I thought it was funny. Like, they're almost doing, like, a Mythbusters type of thing with video games. They're, immersion series. They're doing stuff in-house. They're doing, like, live-action stuff.
Right.
You know. They seem to have... See, here's the thing. They seem to have a knack to be able to, even as characters as themselves, not in machinima, to be funny.
Yeah.
So if they can do that... You know, that's what they're trying to do now. They're trying to do a lot of that. besides their machinima.
Yeah.
They seem to be getting a good response with that, so they'll continue to do that. And at the and Chris definitely goes, or Xenia definitely goes to you go like PAX, and when they do their panels, they're pretty funny when they do it there too. They're characters. Those guys are characters.
Yeah.
They're funny people. They definitely got a knack.
Yeah.
So it's not just their machinima.
Exactly.
For me, I'm a big fan now. So, and I'm not the only one. They've got millions of fans.
So, I mean, Red vs. Blue was one of the reasons I started doing Halo 2 videos.
Yes.
So, big inspiration. They're a big inspiration for me.
Yes.
Right.
I just haven't been keeping up to date with all their new stuff. I kind of stopped after the first ending of theirs in Halo 2.
Nor have I. I still have a backlog of Red vs. Blue or a lot of their stuff they're doing, Rooster Teeth. There's no way I can keep up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I listen to their podcasts, and I've seen, I think, every episode of Red vs. Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And then, yeah, I've seen all of Immersion.
Nice.
The only thing I don't really keep up with is the Achievement Hunter videos for all the video games that I don't play.
Well, the Abu stuff is nice because it's just kind of like game news and achievement stuff. So it's
not like that Achievement bad. Horse and all that. That's fun.
And yeah, Achievement Horse and Fails of the Week.
I was on Fails of the Week.
Oh yeah, that's right. You were.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I'm like, oh, it's Midget Dance. Oh yeah, I know that guy.
What's funny is they put my name, but I didn't submit that. Like my friend Kyle did. And he's the guy in the other ghost. So I have no idea why they put my name instead of his.
That is strange.
Maybe because his name is Stoned Emo Kid.
Like, they didn't want to put that. Like they can't put that. Like those guys.
I have no idea why.
I'm sure they could.
Oh, I'm so sure they can.
What?
On a side note, I was listening to the podcast, and then Jeff is all pissed off because he couldn't find this one shelf. And then I found it in like 2 seconds Googling, emailed it to him. So that was cool because he's like, oh, thanks, man. Now I'm going to get this show. I'm a superhero. I'm super Google man.
Well, again, we can talk about Rooster Teeth for a whole.
We could.
Let's move on.
That could be a whole different podcast series.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Rooster Teeth.
Well, they have fan podcasts. They have podcasts.
They do?
To talk
about. So they have the official podcast, the fan podcast.
Yeah, they have the Rooster Teeth community podcast.
Well, they have the Drunk Tank. They have Jenga Jam, which is based on. They have a bunch of. They have a whole bunch of. But they have people who are fans of them that base it around.
How is Chris winning?
Because he's not moving.
I am moving. I was moving around.
Okay, and jumping and meleeing isn't moving.
I was. I pushed you off the map last game, Jake.
What?
I pushed you off the game last round.
Off the game.
The game.
I think off the
map is what you meant.
Chris doesn't mess around. He pushes you off the game.
Is it enough to make him lose the game? Dead air.
Yeah.
Grant, watch the next one.
Oh, wait, the show's still going on?
Yeah.
So how about that Defiant Map
Pack? Out.
No. Oh, wait, Ace of Spades card. Aren't you doing that new podcast with them? That new show?
I'm doing their podcast.
Oh, yeah, I saw the trailer for that.
What show was that?
The Cyberline podcast.
Oh. Shout out,
yeah, indeed.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be on that, too.
Yep, eventually. Brent, will you read the next one?
Yeah.
Do it.
GiffyBoy92 says, hey guys, it's GiffyBoy92 sending in my thoughts on the Defiant map pack. So I got the chance to play both of the multiplayer maps, which seem to be completely opposite of one another in terms of gameplay. Highlands had to be my favorite of the two. Large open spaces allow for some interesting DMR battles, and the huge map aids in epic Warthog battles. I'm interested to see what variants people come up with for this map. As for Condemned, all I can say is that teamwork is a necessity. Fast-paced combat and tight spaces are what this map is about. I enjoyed watching the nubs sit outside the fake shield doors trying to camp with things like the sword. Let's just say that lots of easy sticky kills were made. I have yet to try out the new firefight map, but it did look pretty sick from what I've seen. Well, that's all I have to say about that. Keep on fragging trucks. Giffy Boy 92 out.
Forrest Gump voice.
Yeah, I noticed that he said he's excited.
Yeah, I didn't do the Forrest Gump voice.
Yeah. He didn't do it the last time we tried to record either.
Well, you know what? The whole shield door thing was definitely in the beginning when those maps came out, it was if you were privy a little bit to knowing that those were not shield doors.
Yeah.
Like you could take advantage of that early and get some nice kills in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I forgot on occasion in the beginning. I knew that they weren't real, but
well, they even talked about in the
shield door.
They even talked about when they were did the Vidoc on them.
Yeah.
They were trying to find a way to make the doors look like they were holding the zero G in there, but that it wasn't actually shield doors.
Yep.
So I mean they basically told people.
They told you. Yeah, but you know, who listens to that shit? The attention span. Like, no one's really listening, you know? Or who even... most people don't watch those Vidocs that, you know, just jump into those maps. So, I mean, we do.
Right.
But I mean, maybe they weren't paying attention. But I definitely... I know I caught a lot of people off guard.
Yeah.
Plus, it also helped that we got to play them at PAX East. And...
Oh, yeah?
And 343i were just like, watch this. And do... Sit in the bottom of that thing with just a needler. just sit there with a needler. Watch people jump in there and just take a needler and just, you know, you kill everybody pretty soon when they come in there.
Yeah. Okay. Keith, do you want to read the next one?
Sure.
Since I only gave you the only other copy of the show notes. You have the short one.
That's what she said.
Wow.
Thank you with a question mark.
All podcasts without that, now it finally kicked in.
Thank you with a question mark. I like it. Highlighted like, in bold. It.
That's it.
You like to move it.
I liked it. Highlands is definitely my favorite for being a big team map with good weapon variety and fun terrain for driving. I just wish there was more vehicle variety. As for Condemned, I don't mind regular gravity areas, but I hate the low G middle area. It seems like every time I go in there, I get sniped or DMR'd from multiple directions. Perhaps it should have shield doors. Unearth is a very fun firefight mission. It reminds me vaguely of Last Resort / Zanzibar. Lots of space to move around and a beautiful view.
Oh, damn you.
So, did you
I died.
Read that before? Have me read that?
Yeah. Oh, Brent. Oh, boy.
Well, and yeah, no, the whole blue G area.
Yeah, sorry. You usually prove
No, it's true, though. No, but it's the low G thing is confusing. It's the first time. We don't get to see that too often.
Well, I mean, we had the low G in Anchor 9.
No, well, yeah. In a more defined space.
You should have, like, an entire low G map.
It's out in space. You know, you look out that way. Interesting. Space. But in the middle of a map. You know, it's a little...
Yeah, it's a big... I just try to avoid that area completely because you move so slow in it. Or it's like when you're jumping, it's so slow to get out of there if you're in the air, which you mostly will be.
Yeah.
That it's not worth going in there because you're just going
to
die.
But you can use it... You can almost kind of use it to your advantage, too.
Yeah. I like to use sprint and then, like, run in there and then jump into the low G.
Well, the problem with that is...
Just kind of float over to the other side.
Yeah. Yeah. The problem with that is you have to be good at the game, and I suck.
Well, I believe that is your problem, sir.
If you suck at the game, avoid that area. It seems to work. Or, I don't know, man. I suck at Halo.
I mean, I'm not, like, too
committed. I'm good at SWAT. I can play SWAT a lot. SWAT a lot.
A lot of SWAT a lot.
SWAT a lot. A lot of SWAT. Playing the SWAT. I'm a rapper now.
SWAT, did you say?
Oh, no!
Thank you.
It was nice to hear someone else thought it was a Last Resort in Zanzibar. Reminded them of that.
No, you know what? I've heard that before, too. When you were saying that before, Jake, I was definitely... I've heard that before. That's not... You're not an alien. in that view, that's not. They actually, they even said it in the vidoc a little bit.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
See what I'm talking about?
I didn't know there was one.
Some people didn't watch the vidoc. See,
sir.
You know what? All this media. You don't.
Sure, sir.
I didn't watch it either. I don't watch vidocs for map packs. I just watch them for.
I mean, I just watch
actual games. Like, I watched the Halo 3 and the Halo Reach ones, but not for, like, the map packs.
Did I take your Warthog key?
It wasn't mine to begin with. especially since I just fell off.
I saw that. You just fell off for no reason.
Well, I mean, that pretty much wraps up the show, unless someone else has any last comments.
I like a do to cha-cha.
I'll just say one thing.
Yes, Keith?
343i. Give him a chance.
I'll just say, Minecraft is a pretty fun game.
We're not talking about Minecraft.
Minecraft? Minecraft podcast?
No.
Minecraft podcast.
No Minecraft podcast.
Hey, Keith, we could call it the Running Creeper.
Huh? The Running Creeper?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's a creature in Minecraft.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't play. I don't know.
Yeah, see, no, just, no, we're stopping it there. We're stopping it there.
Oh, bye, everybody.
why? Oh, why?
You want to have a podcast? You're gonna.
Yeah, I gotta expect the worst.
Go on and get it.
The worst. This was the best.
Yeah. I don't think we should have been playing Halo.
Probably not. In hindsight, that's probably a really bad idea.
There was so much dead space or times when people were just yelling, "Oh!"
Well, most of it will get taken out.
Nah, yeah. I've heard worse stuff. It wasn't that bad.
I think that was a pretty. I think it would be a good podcast.
I think it was good. Yeah, I don't think. I don't think it's been much worse.
Although Chris hasn't talked as much, and he's still standing still.
Yeah, Chris, what the hell are you doing? You know you're supposed to talk in a podcast.
I mean, not anything against Chris, but I don't even know why we invite him sometimes. Because it's like we invite him to talk on the show, and he doesn't talk.
Well, obviously you invite him so you can get us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I invite him so I can get you guys, the guys that actually do something.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sexy guys.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, there I am.
Mr. Silent One. But yeah, that wraps up our Defiant show, and it's actually almost an hour and a half long, so I think that's actually a pretty decent length, and we just ended the game, so it's a good place to stop.
That wraps up episode 276.
No,
252. Defiant Map, guys.
252. Defiant Map.
So many shows.
I like how the top medal is one with Keat having a hijack.
Yeah, look at that.
Whoa.
And Ace of Spades is in there twice. Oh, gosh.
That's cheating.
That's weird. Okay.
I'm going to turn off my sex box.
Thanks, guys, for listening into this, I don't know what we want to call it, of a podcast.
Best podcast.
We had a lot of good discussions, but there were definitely lots of random segues and lots of awkward silences. So.
Yeah.
Thanks to everyone for listening. As always, check out the homepage for topic on our next podcast, which is actually going to be based around the results of MLG Dallas, which at the time of this recording, I will be leaving to in approximately 12 hours. So that is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have coverage of that depending on when this podcast comes out. But I think I said this in the last podcast, but I'll say it again anyways. We'll be throwing interviews up, hopefully, throughout the duration of the event. And doing some interviews for podcasts that will probably play in the next show as well. And what we're going to be talking about next show is just kind of the results, the transition from Halo 3 to Reach, talk about some of the new maps that are in there now, because some of the new ones, I'm assuming you guys don't play MLG that much, but for...
wrong.
Oh,
I play all the time.
So the new maps, most of them I don't like that much, to be honest. There are like one or two that I like, but there are a lot of other ones that I just don't get. So we'll be talking about those as well. Make sure you subscribe to our show on iTunes and Zoom Marketplace and follow us on Twitter and Facebook and help us out by donating through PayPal. And you can check out the forums where we have a lot of other community listeners and members, and you can go over there to sign up for some events and try to find other people to play with. And that is a wrap for for this show. Thanks again, all of our guests, Keith from The Running Riot, and then Chris, Midget Dance, and Deuce McGee from Halo Reach Tricks for stopping by and being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
It's always good.
It was fun.
Thanks, dudes.
How was your first Podtacular podcasting experience, Deuce McGee?
That was fantastic.
I'm glad
we could. I would like to do it again sometime. Loads of fun.
We definitely expect to see you guys all again, which you guys have been in the past. And for all the listeners out there, we are going to start pulling guests here soon. Once the summer starts, we'll start trying to do that more. Just with their schedules and stuff, it's just trying to lay down podcasts whenever we can, so we really haven't had time to get notices out and we're recording. And unfortunately, some of the last-minute people that we have are people that we already have on Skype and are willing to podcast because we know they love to podcast.
Yay, you love it.
So thanks again, guys, for listening, and we will see you very soon.
Bye.
Thanks for stopping by.
Bye. Well, bye.
Oh, and guess what tomorrow is?